blessed and happy Easter. I got a phone call this evening, last night, it was about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and it was a parishioner that we have in Omaha. She is an assisted living and she's a little bit older. Her name is Sharon, and I asked for you to pray for her because where she lives, she has not been able to leave for over a year now. And so too, we have not been able to go see her for over a year. So she had called me on the vigil of Easter and asked for prayers. Prayers that she can carry her cross patiently, especially because of the fact that she can't have any visitors. We know that that's been really tough, but especially with Sharon, a couple weeks ago, I was able to schedule a visit. I was going to visit her, and on that the day before I went to visit her, I got the phone call that my appointment was canceled with her and that I wouldn't be able to visit or come for a visit until future notice. So I bring this up because there are many people all over the world who are suffering many hardships, even on this glorious morning, and we should be very grateful to be able to come to Mass and celebrate the greatest feast of the entire year, the Feast of the Resurrection of our Lord. This is the greatest feast of the entire year because in it we celebrate, we commemorate our redemption. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, over the last week, we followed him as he entered into his passion and death, as he suffered unspeakable torments for love of us. But now too, as we followed him in his passion and death, so too will we follow him in his resurrection. My dear friends in Christ, as we enter into Paschal time or Easter time here, let us have joy in our hearts. Let us think of our Lord. Let us not turn away from our Lord and become distracted with the things of this world. Let us take advantage of those Lenten practices that we've been doing over the last 40 days. Let us think about the fact that as we move forward, yes, we want to have a spirit of joy, but we do not want to have a spirit of worldliness. So let us make sure that we keep Christ close in our hearts. Let us think of him often, but thank him for all the many blessings and graces that he showered upon us. My dear friends in Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has triumphed over death. And on this very special occasion, we recognize his greatest miracle. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his greatest miracle was that he rose himself from the dead. That is the stamp of approval of all of his teachings. Our Lord gave his life willingly on the cross, and he had said that he was going to rise again in 3 days. His disciples abandoned him. They were worried. But my dear friends in Christ, let us not be worried. Our salvation is won. Let us do our part. Let us ask the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary that we may celebrate this very glorious feast with that pomp and splendor and that love that they have for us. For love is the bottom line. It is the love of us that it has moved our Lord to suffer so much for us. It is the love of God for us that has given us so many great wonders and mysteries of the Catholic faith. But ultimately, the love of God for us to have a spot for each and every one of us in heaven. There is a home. In a sense, there is a spot with your name on it in heaven. And let us not trade anything, any sinful pleasure of this world for that spot. Let us ask our Lord for all of the blessings and graces that we're going to need. For there's going to be many crosses that come to us this year. There's going to be many difficulties that we all will face. But when these crosses come to us, let us think of our Lord crucified. And we see how our Lord endured his sufferings. But so too, after the sufferings, comes the reward. After the sufferings, comes heaven. So my dear friends in Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the light of the world. As we look upon the Paschal candle, let us think about that aspect. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And he wants us to be a shining light for others around us, whether that's our family, our friends, our neighbors, or somebody wherever it might be. Christ wants our light to shine before others. Christ wants us to be a good example of a Catholic, so we inspire others to come to a knowledge of Christ, so we help others get on the path of salvation. My dear friends in Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus is truly the light of the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.